You are listening to From Sobriety to Recovery with Jesse Mogul. Let's get to the show. Welcome back to From Sobriety to Recovery. I am your host, Jesse Mogul. I am in addiction recovery, and I am grappling with anxiety and stress and self-judgment and internal anger. Is it overwhelm? Is it frustration? Is it confusion? Is there opportunities for me to harness this as a lesson and find the breakthrough? All of the above. And none of the above, right? It can all exist in one. And where I normally would over-prepare for an episode and just dive in, I think what I've been experiencing lately is just something I want to let go through a conscious stream of thought. And I will admit that I hold myself to a very high standard that I'm not sure anybody else is necessarily expecting from me, but that I'm expecting from me. That when I make commitments, when I make decisions about things that I'm going to do, that I don't just see them through, that I fucking drive myself like an angry chariot captain. The horses back in the Roman days. It's like, how hard can I whip myself to go that little bit faster? What I'm noticing about myself over these last few months, as I've gone through the surgeries, as I've begun to integrate my school into a much more efficient and effective system so that I'm not spending as much time even getting better grades than I did at the beginning. The 4 mouse surgeries in 42 days, I found out that I'm going to need meniscus surgery. And so I'm pushing that off into the fall just because it's, you know, anywhere between a 2 and 12 week healing process. And I'm just not in the headspace to deal with that right now. And so on top of that, there's the podcast and there's the clients and there is the writing of the book and the developing of the website and getting ready to teach NLP and all of these things. And mind you, I remember saying this to a client earlier today. Like, I remember praying to the universe that I would have a full and abundant and amazing life. That's what sobriety and recovery was going to be for me. It was going to introduce me back to all of my hobbies and passions and interests and curiosities. And it was going to just envelop my entire life. And I was going to use that to fire purpose throughout the world and help other people. And at the same time, I realized that I run myself really hot, really hard. That, and I'm getting shivers, so maybe this is something I should have been talking to you all about a long time ago, but should is a conflict word, so we'll use a growth word and say I shall do it now. That there isn't a drive for perfection within me, but there is an extreme drive for rapid progression. Harder, faster, longer, get it done, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Now, I'm not sure how many of y'all experienced that, but I do know from having hundreds and hundreds of conversations with other people in their sobriety and recovery stories that we want an immediacy of results, that we made this change. Now, come on, world. Come on, life. Give me the freaking results. I was promised that every day would be the best day of my life when I woke up sober, and today feels like a freaking shit day. So what the hell, man? And it is part of that human emotion. It is part of that human experience. And I do want to scream at the clouds someday. Just be like, why are you just getting to float around? You just get to be a cloud. No care in the world until it's time to release some rain. Why does other people get to perhaps experience life without feeling like there's that intensity of every moment? And I do recall very vividly that this desire to control my life, to be in control of so many things that are not necessarily out of my control, but aren't even necessarily uncontrollable, but they lack a certain level of control. We can throw a bull rider on a bull and he can stay on that little bugger for 8 seconds if he wants to. But at any point, somebody starts to say that that cowboy had control of that bull, they're full of shit. That is not what just happened. They were able to control their body on the back of that bull and not get bucked off in 8 seconds. Congratulations, you made it to the quote unquote finish line of that competition, but you were in no way, shape, or form in control of that bull. That's what life feels like to me sometimes. It's like I'm on the bull and I'm doing my best to stay on it, but man, I really think that at any moment my head might bounce off the back of this thing, knock me senseless, and I might get flung up into the air. And now I'm worried about a 3,000 pound behemoth stepping on my face. And that could be what I sort of feel like my days are like sometimes. And whether any of y'all are experiencing this off and on or regularly or not, I don't know. But I do know that I felt like there was part of this just needed to be my admittance to the fact that while I do believe that I am a very good coach and speaker and trainer in regards to guiding people through their own, you know, chaos or bullshit or just day-to-day challenges, whatever that might be like, as much as I want to tell you all that at some point you just will figure it all out and everything will just glide, right? You'll just be able to electric slide your way through life and there will be no more negative things, no bad things will happen. Everything will just be magical. You'll just get to live in this make-believe world where, I don't know, there's always pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But that's just not what the human experience is. It's not. And it's going to ebb and flow. There's going to be the good days, the bad days. There's going to be the days where you absolutely look in the mirror and be like, fuck, man, if today was a drinking day, I'd have been blacked out by 9 a.m. Now, the key is, one, let's just put the alcohol and the drugs off into the parking lot and say, look, we get that those are no longer the answer, right? And for me, it's been 7.5 years now. So when I get full of anxiety and stress and overwhelm and anger and self-loathing and judgment, no, turning to alcohol or drugs isn't the response that is there anymore. That's not what I crave. But what I crave is to be able to release this intense desire to control shit that I can't control. That's what the alcohol and the drugs were doing for me. They were letting me mute myself, black myself out. Sure, I woke up and came out of that 24, 48, 72 hours later in a shit tub or whatever freaking chaos monster I had created during those moments of, you know, just ridiculousness of me, right? But at least for that brief period of time, there was a respite. There was this respite from the stress, from the anxiety, from the overwhelm. And I don't just get those things just hand delivered to me in a glass bottle or at the end of a straw anymore. Now I have to figure out ways of creating that for myself. And I will say that there has not been a very consistent observance of how anxiety and judgment and anger and self-loathing and all of this stuff has been taking me over for a majority of this year. I would say that I have not been great. I've not been horrendous at it, but I've not been great at monitoring. How is it that I am presenting my self-care to myself in those moments where it's most needed? Amazingly enough, this podcast is one of my favorite things to do. And I don't say that like, oh my God, are you shocked and awed? But like, I find this generally relaxing. I find this to be one of my best. Sometimes I say 20 minutes, it becomes an hour, but either way, whatever period of time I go off and rattle on, it is one of my favorite opportunities of the week because I know through the hundreds of messages and, you know, obviously the downloads that the software tells me that this is being delivered directly into people's homes, into their ears, and it's benefiting y'all. And so I love doing this, and it bums me out when one of the first things I start to cut are these things that I enjoy, like the podcast, or sitting over in my office chair meditating for just 10 minutes, dude. All I'm asking of myself is 10 minutes. Sometimes I will lay on my office floor for 5 minutes just to lay. Just sit there on the hard floor, just lay there. My walking treadmill will be going, and it creates this nice little soothing hum. No music, just the fans, the walking treadmill creating this hum, and I just lay there. And I can fall asleep. Like within a few minutes of just laying down, I can literally put myself out. That tells me that I'm running myself pretty exhausted. that I can just fall asleep watching a TV show after dinner. Or if I sit in my office chair for too long without getting up and being slightly active, that I can put myself out. I understand that right now, the way that I am running myself through an external perspective might be someone thinking that I'm on my way to burning myself out. And I'm not going to immediately subscribe to that. One, I'm not going to try to future pace a problem that's not a problem right now. Right? I understand some people will say, well, you may not burn yourself out till year 10 or 13. Okay, so I'm supposed to freak myself out now about what might happen 3 to 6 years from now. Yes, I do realize that I put myself on a 5-year plan with this master's degree where there is just unrelenting work that needs to be done, that I get to do, that I'm blessed to be able to have the time and have the money to afford to introduce into my life. And I realize that there is going to be opportunities in the future for me to figure out how to create a homeostasis in my life where I can even myself out a little bit more. I'm not quite there yet, but I do notice aspects of how I used to behave in August and September and October versus how I'm behaving now in February and March. It is noticeable that I'm shifting into a new habituated gear when it comes to school. But then I've got all these other things that I'm trying to introduce. And regardless of whether some people would think that they're necessary or not, I want to do them. Where are there things in your life where you might want to do something and somebody's like, well, is that really beneficial for your sobriety recovery? Is that really going to be the best thing that you could be doing with your time? Is that really what you should be doing? You should be getting up early and going for a run. You should be taking 30 minutes off in the middle of the day to meditate. You should be going to the gym after work. Do you really think that's the best thing you could be doing with your time and your energy? Look. Other people are going to live their lives how they're going to live their lives, and their life is not the bar for which I'm trying to reach my life toward, nor should my life be what you're trying to reach your life toward. You are going to figure out what it is you want in your life, and you're going to create the curiosity and the interest that's going to fuel you to turn that into a passion and potentially a purpose one day. Everybody has their way of living life. Now, I introduce you all to hundreds of topics, and I've got hundreds, if not thousands, more to come. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm doing all of them 100% all the time. Lots of times it's really cool to get on the microphone and talk to you guys about things I want to do where I have not even begun to necessarily habituate them, potentially not even having done them consistently enough to cause me to say that I am actually trying to habituate it. But at least it's something that's now in my awareness. And I would rather something be in my awareness and then me choose to not do it in the moment than be completely clouded by a lack of awareness, living in the shadows, not realizing that there's a sunshine just right around that corner. When it comes to my anxiety and my stress and my overwhelm right now, I don't know how long I can keep this up. I do hope that through the resources I have created within myself that I'm able to catch it before I potentially burn out. I do know I'm running myself pretty hot right now. I do know that I enjoy the things that I have invited into my life. That yes, the next... We're looking at, what is it, today's March 21st, 22nd, something like that, right? I'm running myself pretty hard until about April 20th, whether it's going and giving the speech at the CRSS conference next week, starting up a brand new term called Counseling Skills Today. I've got some new clients I'm integrating. I've got a workshop I'm teaching. I'm going to see the eclipse at my dad's in Oklahoma for his birthday. I come back. One of my best friends from college is having his 50th birthday. I'm going to go out to Asheville and enjoy that. Like, yes, there's a lot of really cool things I've got scheduled, but right now, sitting here looking at my calendar, I'm not looking forward to them as much as I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get to them and how can I get to them and thrive instead of feeling like I'm just trying to survive. A lot of us are going to have moments where life just feels like it's a lot. No matter what we discuss on this show and how many times you journal about it and talk to yourself about it and you put together resources to utilize in those moments, it might still feel like a lot when it finally arrives. I'm very much a put it all into my calendar, build a P4F list around it, and then just barrel forward and go. I will figure out tomorrow when tomorrow comes. I will do my best to prepare for tomorrow so when tomorrow does come and is actually today, then I am prepared in that moment for the responsibilities that I have accepted into my life. I absolutely seek that kind of forward thought. But there's also something to be said about what's my next smallest step right now? What can I do right now? Now, am I framing everything under the sobriety and recovery umbrella like I encourage? It's different at 7.5 years. Is it, well, I better do this to protect my sobriety and recovery? If somebody were, you know, hold me down and say, why are you focused on your mental health and your physical fitness and your emotional intelligence so much? It is because of my sobriety and recovery. I do realize that relapse starts well before somebody finally imbibes or smokes or snorts or whatever that, you know, actual addiction would be if it was, you know, something that we have to consume versus a process addiction. But either way, I am very mindful that there have been plenty of people who've made it to year 7, 10, 13, 25 just to find themselves lapsing or even potentially relapsing back to the way things used to be. So I am mindful of that. But on a day-to-day basis, am I saying, well, I'm working out so that I don't go and use in 2 years? No, that's not necessarily my energy I'm taking into it. It's this is what I put on my list. This is what I told myself I wanted to do. I do realize that slow and steady wins the race, that consistency leads to discipline, and discipline creates habits, and habits become a second nature way of living our lives. I do think about this stuff regularly. I build up my P4F list every single day to honor the commitments I've made to myself and others, and also to allow for there to be times, whether I'm enjoying it or not, I will still get the workout in. Whether I find getting 10,000 steps as rewarding as I did on day 17 as I do today when I'm hitting day 150, that is less important to me as the commitment I made to myself and my ability to see it through. I will not be the reason that I fail. Life might introduce something to me I did not see coming, that I then have to quickly adjust and create flexibility from and toward and all those other, you know, kind of movement words. And I do realize that how I feel right now is perhaps a temporary emotion. I got in a conversation with somebody recently. They're like, every day it just seems like it's a different thing with you. One day you feel burned out, and the next day you're excited, and the next day you're sad, and the next day you're happy, and the next day you're content, and the next day you want more, more, more. It's like it's always something different with you. I'm like, yeah, that's the human experience. One day life will feel like it's too much, and the next day life will feel like it's not enough. And then the next day life will feel like it's just right. And the next day life will feel like it's 1 degree off. Like it's a constant ebb and flow. Like no man stands in the same river twice, because the river's not the same. It's always flowing, and they're not the same. They're always changing. So I don't hear that as an insult, like perhaps it was meant to sound. I'm like, yeah, because there's a constant evolution. And today, anxiety and fear and overwhelm and self-judgment and loathing and anger, that might be what I'm feeling. And tomorrow, it could be like, oh my gosh, I'm shooting rainbows and sunshine out of my tukish, right? It's what is being felt now. Why I decided that I wanted to discuss this with y'all today was because as much as I try to put together amazing episodes each and every time, sometimes I feel like I'm muting myself and not telling you the truth about what I'm going through. I have a lot of anxiety. I've had a lot of anxiety since I was a kid. And as much as I've NLP'd it and cognitive behavioral therapy'd it and seen, you know, counselors and therapists, and I work on it. God, trust me, it was way more intense back in the day. And it still can spike that way. But I take action through anxiety. What can I do now to be able to alleviate this? Well, what's creating the anxiety? Is it school? Is it a commitment? Is it my physical health? Is it eating something? Is it drinking some water? What is it that might be sparking this anxiety in me and now? And what can I do in this moment, even the simplest, smallest step to move myself through this anxiety? There is a lot of anxiety that I might drop something through the cracks, that I might miss a meeting that's really important to me, that I might go do this workshop and it doesn't land the way that I hope, that I might stand in front of a couple hundred people at this conference next week and the speech doesn't come out as powerful as I would prefer. Yes, those things may or may not happen, but freaking myself out about it on a Thursday when that speech is a week away gives me the opportunity to prepare a little bit more, to practice a little bit more, but I'm not going to let it overwhelm me to the point where I just want to shut it all down and go hide in the dark. I do believe that action is what leads me through anxiety and my stress and my overwhelm. It may be something different for you, because this constant action, 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 it can be a lot. Sometimes I wish I could just shut it down. I could just mute my emotions. It'd be really cool if I could just go sit on the couch in the middle of the day and watch some NFL Network, or just go on my phone and play a game. I don't even have games on my freaking phone. I don't like to open up social media because while I find it extremely informative, I can burn through half an hour. Well, what else could I have been doing with that half hour? Right? So there is this internal driver to create and to push and create and push and create and experience and learn and live and then teach and grow and all of these things. And it can be a lot. And I chose this. So I'm not by any stretch of the imagination wanting this to come off as a complaint, as much as just an admittance to you all that as much as it might appear that I've got it all figured out, I can assure you no human does. And if they tell you that they do, they're performing for you instead of being real. I have anxiety. I have stress. I have overwhelm. I am in no way near figuring out a way to wrestle that bull down and even believe for a second that I have it under control. I live the life that I'm living, the one that I'm blessed to have, but also the one that I've created for myself. And each and every day, I hope that I wake up and I'm the better version of myself than I was the day before. And I hope my head hits the pillow and I can say resoundingly, yes, you moved yourself forward. I just hope beyond hope that somewhere in there is a voice that just says, it's okay. It's okay if not every day is the best day of your life because you wake up sober. That some days are just days. And it's in those struggles that you find your strength. As always, my friends, inclusivity over exclusivity, the power of positive energy release and flow. Every day is the best day of our lives when we wake up sober. Sometimes it's just subjective to our perspective. Shout out to Sunshine and Ron, because they don't get to be here with us anymore to experience this beautiful thing we call life. As always, my friends, glow on. I love you. I'm fine. I just needed to vent and admit that some days everything's just not okay. And that is okay too. Much love, everybody. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.